that's what you call me, you know? And that's cool. That's cool. I'm the dude. And that's cool. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me. That or, dudeness or, duder or, you know, El Duderino.
Could you send in the next patient, please? Hello there. Take a seat.
Thank you, Doctor.
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, Doctor, I've been suffering awfully, I have. Awfully with spaghetti legs.
That's an interesting symptom description. Very illustrative and helpful. So, what, you're losing sensation, feeling a little wobbly?
No.
No?
No, that's not how I'm feeling.
It's not?
No.
But you said you had spaghetti legs?
Well, I say spaghetti, it's more a weave of linguine.
Linguine?
A weave of linguine, yes.
No, look, I'm not quite sure I catch your meaning.
Well, linguine is like spaghetti, but it's flatter and a little bit...
Yes,
like...
I'm aware of the characteristic of the food itself. I mean, I'm not quite clear on the meaning of the description of your condition.
Well, shall I explain the term weave?
No, again, I'm fully versed in that term as well. What I mean is, in what way are your legs similar to the aforementioned carbohydrate construct? Can I perhaps examine your legs?
No.
No, of course not. Why, may I ask, can I not examine your legs?
Well, they're covered in a bechamel sauce, you see.
Of course they are.
Yes, it's very frustrating indeed.
Yes, frustrating. I assure you, I can understand that description as well. All too well, in fact.
So, well, what can you recommend?
Oh, I don't know, garlic bread?
That's not very sympathetic, Doctor.
Well, sympathetic? You're being ludicrous, man.
If I was being ludicrous, this would be a knocky-knocky joke.
Get out.
Well, I'm past my prime, Doctor.
Get out. Yeah, I'll teach him to come in here with his insane Italian food. You could say I gave him a pizza my mind.
The producers of The Z-List would like to apologise for the substandard punning and predictability in the last punchline. It's not as if the act it's introducing has any connection to Italian food at all. Our receptionist is happy to receive any cause of complaint you may wish to make. If so, just phone Tina. And now, this!
Imagine a world where the dead rise again. Imagine you are being chased by a pack of hungry zombies. What would be on your iPod? This is no desert island holiday. This is survival. This is the Z-List.
Quick look out the window, and the masses are gathering. The undead are starting to surround your home. Where are you going to be planning to head off to for safety?
Right. Well, it's a bit of a trek, but I'm going to go for the Large Hadron Collider.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, in CERN. So I've got to get to Geneva.
Okay.
It's a bit of a trek.
Yeah.
I've been there before, actually.
I went there
for my 30th birthday. I'm that much of a nerd. Had a tour.
It does sound like a pretty cool trip.
Well, yeah. No, but I just figured, you know, if there's anywhere where there's going to be some sort of science-y nerds, some boffins that can kind of, you know, write the course of human existence, they're going to be there. And at the very least, we could perhaps repurpose it as a weapon.
I'm heading to Amsterdam because I'm heading to the Anne Frank house. She survived a long time there. If nothing else, it's going to buy me some time. Great, that's what I reckon. It keeps the Nazi out, so it would be good enough to keep the zombies out.
Brilliant logic. Absolutely faultless logic on survival.
What's your outfit to take on the world?
I think it would have to be... I've got a suit at home, which is almost chrome in its...
Chrome,
in
nice.
In its sort of a attire, so I think I'd probably have to take that. It's a three-piece... trousers, waistcoat and jacket, black shirt and black tie, I think.
I'm just going to wear this leather jacket until it falls off me.
Yeah, I think it's a good call.
I've become quite attached to it. £15 in a second-hand shop on Bargain. White Ladies Road.
Bargain.
Can you believe it?
No, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I'm so jealous.
It's a double zip kind of fashion, but could survive a bike crash, I think.
Yeah, and certainly a zombie bite as well, but that looks great. I think it's cool.
Bite. I wonder what one of those looks like.
So, what have you chosen to speed you on your way?
To get things going, I think I'd go with Foo Fighters and Breakout.
It's going to have to be Rage Against the Machine, Bomb Track.
Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah! Continuing our Reinterpreting the Classics season this week is guest director Michael Bay, with his take on the Shakespeare masterpiece, Macbeth.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the hurly-burly's done. When the battle's lost and won.
That will be ere the set of sun.
Where the place?
Upon the heath.
There to meet with Macbeth.
The witches are here, and they have an energon cube.
That's a cauldron.
Silence, fiend! Autobots, assemble!
Hey, he's not Macbeth.
Attack! Okay, Autobots, let's roll out.
Yeah!
Could you send in the next patient, please? Yes, what is it this time?
Well, Doctor, I keep coming over with these funny turns.
Funny turns?
Yes.
Well, what do you mean, exactly?
Well, I can be getting on with my day, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, funny turn.
I see. Well, perhaps you could elaborate a little?
It's like I find myself in two minds, Doctor. One side is my usual self, and the other side is a mixed-up bag of neuroses.
I'm not sure I could tell which is better.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Fight!
I'm sorry.
There I go, you see? It's like I'm having a sort of brain fart.
Oh, sounds more like a TV burp to me.
It's like there's some kind of mysterious force that takes over me, Doctor. And I don't know what causes it, you see?
Well, there must be some sort of trigger.
No, Doc. There's no trigger. Just me and Uncle Albert. Ain't that my Unc?
Yeah, that's right, son. Of course, I had lots more mates with me in the Navy during the war.
Yeah, stop that. Now, let's go over some basics. What's your diet like?
Donuts.
I see. Anything besides cake?
No, just cake. And dust. Dust.
That's not the healthiest of diets.
Yeah, no.
You really should get your five a day.
Yeah, no.
A balance of meat and dairy?
I just had a smashing piece of Wensleydale.
Oh, did you now? Well, perhaps that's the X factor we're looking for.
That's a huge no from me.
Oh, Doctor, you got to help me. It's getting out of control.
Well, get a grip, man. You have to keep calm. Now, this is all in your head. It's classic stress. Now, I'm going to prescribe you some rest, good food, and perhaps a song.
Wait a minute. Are we even going to attempt to put a punchline on the end of this?
No, I've had enough of this silliness. You just get a punch.
Ooh.
Weapon of choice.
A cheese grater.
I used to make arrows and I used to throw them with a piece of rope.
It's my ukulele, but with a circular saw attached to the end. This way, I can play the ukulele to lure in any zombies and then whoop, off with their heads.
What's your hope track for your new people?
After much deliberation and cogitation, James Morrison, and it's called Wonderful World.
Brian Ferry, and let's stick together.
I'm going for Fry Heights, keeping the dream alive.
Yeah!
Mighty Avengers, I have summoned you here to join me in our greatest challenge yet. We have some intel that may be useful. Tony Stark will tell you more. Tony?
Thanks, Cap. We've managed to get hold of these plans. I've put them through every analysis program I have, and the best I can do is give you some equipment to help you through this.
Fear not, mortals! Thor, the God of Thunder, is by thy side!
Scientifically speaking, you're asking the impossible.
Dr. Banner's right! We need more of the mythology and gizmos, dammit!
Easy, Black Widow. We're all on the same side here. Now, prepare yourselves. It is time for the Avengers to assemble this Billy bookcase from IKEA.
By Odin's beard! This cursed structure defies the rules of existence.
According to my analysis, we should be able to tighten the joints with the Allen keys I gave you.
They're too small to hold on to. It's slipping.
Oh, no. Bruce just bashed his thumb sliding the back support.
Roar! Hulk smash bookcase!
Oh, that's just great.
I fear thou hast invalidated thy warranty.
Seriously, I just bought it.
Hulk, sorry. Can Hulk still have hot dog?
No, Hulk. Bad Hulk.
Hulk sad.
Yeah!
Could you send in the next patient, please?
Oh, here we go.
Hello there, take a seat.
Thank you, Doctor.
Well, how can I help today?
Well, Doctor, it's the fragile economy of the European Union, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's so fragile, Doctor. What with Greece threatening to default and withdraw from the Union, coupled with consumer panicking causing a run on the Spanish banks.
Is that all?
No.
No.
The French electing a socialist president for the first time in years, who looks set to try and renegotiate austerity agreements, has certainly stirred things up as well.
So, what can I do to help?
Well, what can any of us do, Doctor? It's in the hands of the autocrats and the bureaucrats, you see.
Yes, of course. Now, look, how can I be of assistance to you today?
Well, I've got food poisoning, haven't I?
Food poisoning?
Yeah.
And this was brought on by the European situation how?
Well, in the chaos and the furore, I mistakenly ate a camembert and hummus sandwich.
I see.
I wouldn't normally touch the stuff, Doctor, but the lack of fiscal clarity within the Eurozone left me somewhat bamboozled whilst walking the aisles of Waitrose.
Yes, of course it did.
It's like the time I nearly bought a lawnmower from B&Q during the poll tax protests.
Well, that sounds like a mistake anyone could make.
Well, I know, but it's so embarrassing.
Look, if we could just get back to the food poisoning. See, camembert and hummus, you say. Could it be that you're lactose intolerant?
How dare you! I've got nothing but admiration for the Lactovian people. Anyone that can bake a macaroon like they can deserves nothing but respect.
Now, look, see, there's no such thing as the Lactovian people. There is no Lactovia.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, where do the macaroons come from?
Well, your fragrant imagination, perhaps. Look, let's go over this again. So, food poisoning, yes?
Yes.
So you have vomiting, diarrhea?
No.
No?
No.
Then what are your symptoms?
Well, I can't get my breath, sir, you see. Not since I walked to the shops to buy that sandwich.
I see.
So I figured it was a simple case of cause and effect. Sandwich plus confusion over global economics equals food poisoning. I'm quite surprised they're having to explain this to you. Are you sure you're a medical man?
Well, I was this morning.
And then the Spanish banks collapsed as well. You see, it's not just me, Doctor.
Well, I think it probably is. Now, look, I think we can safely remove the sandwich from the equation.
Oh.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that Europe isn't a factor either.
Oh, you're like a young Gregory House, sir. A living, breathing diagnostic machine.
Yes, well, quite. I think you just need a little exercise to loosen up those lungs. So I'm going to prescribe you something to get you moving. What you need is to get your groove on to this.
Within your backpack that you're carrying, we allow you to take 3 books to form your...
Apoca Library.
So what have you chosen?
First would be Cheese Problem Solved by okay. PLH McSweeney. I'll read you the blurb, it sounds amazing. Arranged in practical question and answer format, Cheese Problem Solved provides responses to more than 200 of the most commonly asked questions about cheese and the cheese-making process, from problems arising during the preparation of cheese milk and cheese ripening to queries regarding cheese analysis and the nutritional profile of cheese. There's okay. a whole lot of cheese in that.
There is.
2001 A Space Odyssey. It's, again, it's one of my favourite books. And a bit of sci-fi, nothing wrong with that. It's also quite... I remember reading it and feeling it expanding my mind slightly when I was quite young, but it's kind of talking about the universe and everything, and that's quite lovely. It kind of... it frames things nicely. It's kind of the beginning of mankind, perhaps the future of mankind, and all the stuff in between. And it's kind of... yeah, it, lots of good themes going on there.
Art Spiegelman, Mouse.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it is good.
Well, not lovely, but a great choice.
Well, I'm going to go with The Joy of Cooking.
The Joy of Cooking?
Yeah, shut up. It's an old classic. It's a big old fat cookbook, and it has a whole section dedicated to preparing game.
Ooh, so, you know, skinning stuff.
Yeah, there's a whole bit about standing on a possum to get the skin off.
We need sport, and to inspire us all to achieve our aims in sport, I've gone for a history of Liverpool Football Club.
I decided on a Haynes manual for a Ford Fiesta Mark 1. So brilliant. If we arrive at the promised land, I could build one fresh as a preferred mode of transportation for my fellow save ease.
So what we'd like to give you is an emotional memory track. What have you chosen?
Well, I think I'd say, assuming that the missus hasn't got out, I'll go with She's Not There by, of course, The Zombies.
Decepticon by La Tigra.
My choice is quite simply Bring Me Sunshine by Morecambe and Wise. The reason being, when I got married, at the end of the ceremony, we all danced back down the aisle all the way around the place that we got married and all the way back to the front. So it'll always be a reminder of the happiest day of my life.
Wonderful. Let's hear it.
As returning officer for the constituency of Middle Earth, I hereby announce the result of the election for the office of Mayor of the Shire. Gamgee Samwise.
Fellowship party.
12,347.
And fair turnout for the Greens. They've campaigned hard on closing the borders to Orc settlements.
Sauron.
Apocalyptic austerity party.
666.
Sauron not happy at losing his deposit there.
Order, order! Gimli, son of Gloyne.
National Dwarf Assembly.
14,589.
Massive gain for the NDA there, rallying not only their hardline union base, but benefiting from the Fellowship's strong anti-immigration stance.
Gollum Smeagol.
The In Two Minds Then Give the Gold Chain to an Idiot party.
22,362. And so, I hereby announce the new mayor of the Shire to be Mr. Smeagol Gollum.
Gollum must thank the stupid fat hobbits for their votes, mustn't we, Smeagol? Yes, precious, we must. Yes, yes, and now we want our precious. It's ours and we want it.
The returning officer is now approaching with the ceremonial chains of office.
Now, precious!
And now, in time-honoured tradition, the room pretends that the new mayor is invisible and above the law to do as he pleases for the next 4 years. That wraps it up here. Back to the studio.
Yeah!
Could you send in the next patient, please?
Oh,
here we go again. Good morning.
Well, I wish it was, Doctor.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Now, what seems to be the trouble this week?
Well, Doctor, it's my feet. They're riddled with quiche.
Quiche?
Riddled with it, sir, yes.
All right, don't tell me. I'm sure I can work it out by now. So, riddled with quiche. Oh, I know. Your feet smell of egg.
No.
No, well, too much to ask for expecting to get it on the first try. What about a crust formed between your toes?
Oh, that sounds positively revolting. That's not what I've got.
Never mind. Third time's a charm. I'll go for some kind of parasite that you and only you can see and refer to as the quiche.
Well, now you're just clutching at ridiculous straws.
All right, fine, I give up. Now, what do you mean by quiche?
Riddled with quiche, you mean?
Yes, yes, riddled with quiche. Now, what on earth do you mean?
Well, it's rhyming slang, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes.
Quiche. Niche? Capiche? No, not a clue.
Quiche Lorraine! Pain, Doctor! I got feet riddled with terrible, terrible pain!
Oh, I see. Well, I suppose there's a modicum of logic there. When did you first notice the pain in your feet?
When I dropped a quiche on them.
I'm confused. You dropped pain onto your feet?
No, an actual quiche. I was taking it out of the oven.
Oh, I should have guessed.
So in a way, you were right the first time. My feet do smell a bit eggy, and there's still a bit of pastry down there as well. No parasites, though.
Well, let's be thankful for small mercies.
Yeah, well, they tend to congregate around the knee area.
I'm sure they do. Well, so perhaps I should examine your feet?
No. I wish you could, Doctor.
And why, pray tell, can I not?
Well, it's the parasites, sir. They won't let go of me sock suspenders.
Oh, you really are the most frustrating man.
Well, that's very kind of you to say so, sir.
No, that wasn't...
There's not enough of you out there with such a good bedside manner, in my opinion, Doctor. That's why I keep coming back.
I beg your pardon?
To be held in such regard that a man of my humble beginnings could provide a challenge to stimulate the brain of such a talented and warm human being. Oh, it brings a tear to my eye, sir, I don't mind telling you.
Yeah, all right, I wasn't born yesterday. What do you want? Specifically, what do you want to leave me alone and not come back?
6 weeks off work for the Olympics.
Oh, you're asking me to commit fraud.
Well, I suspect I could go back to work, but I'd have the plague tomorrow. Wouldn't it be better for everyone if I just stayed at home?
Yes, I see your point. Right, here's your note. Goodbye.
You see, it all worked out for the best in the end, and no one got egg on their face. Or their feet, now I come to think of it.
Right, yeah, don't forget this.
What's that? Who?
The clever little gizmo that has all your music on it also has space for one movie, which could be the last movie in existence. So, a lot of responsibility. What have you chosen?
I'm going for Star Wars, the original Star Wars, obviously.
Yeah!
Okay, my movie is the first movie I remember seeing as a kid, which was Rocky.
I'm talking the brilliant, my favourite film of all time, has got to be Monty Python's Life of Brian.
South Park, bigger, longer and uncut.
Okay, good choice, good choice. I mean, it's a great film. I can't really argue with that. Brings us, of course, to your guilty pleasure song choice as well. Something that's just for you. You don't care if nobody else likes it, although you may choose something that they do. What have you chosen?
I'm going for a very, very mainstream song, really, so that lots of people will like. I'm going for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tracks of My Tears.
I can't get Blue Monday out of my head, which is a Kylie Minogue New Order remix.
It's The Cult and She Sells Sanctuary.
Yeah!
I'm going for The Universe song by Eric Idle.
It's Crystal Castles featuring Robert Smith. I'm Not In Love.
I love House of Pain, Jump.
My guilty pleasure tune is a tune by my own band, Raw Messiah, and it's called Drinks Are On You.
Could you send in the next patient, please? Oh, for goodness sake. I thought we'd agreed that you were to leave me alone.
I can understand your confusion and apprehension, Doctor, especially after what I heard about the behaviour of my identical twin brother and all that he's put you through. But I assure you, I'm a completely different man.
Really?
Yes.
I am to believe that you are a completely different man to the one that's been tormenting me for the past few months.
That's right, sir. Completely different in every way, except for the exact same physical appearance and vocal inflection.
Fine, I'll play along. It's not as if my time is important or anything. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, Doctor, I haven't been right since the Jubilee and the madness sank in.
The madness?
Yes.
And how does this madness manifest?
Well, there was sort of projected onto Buckingham Palace and stood on the roof.
You're talking about the band?
Yes. I found them very infectious, sir.
Oh, I see.
Very powerful lyrics they were, crammed with emotional wisdom that can move a man in body and soul.
Well, that may very well be your interpretation of their work, but it hardly raises cause for medical alarm. They are, after all, just songs.
Just songs? Have you never heard the enchanting soliloquy that is Baggy Trousers?
Well, I'm vaguely aware of it, yes.
Then count your blessings that your musical naivety has shielded you from the same symphonic sickness as I.
Meaning?
It's given me an inflamed gusset.
Inflamed?
Gusset, yes, sir.
Right. You see, once again, this situation is straightforward and simple. So you say so yourself that the symptoms suffered are signified by the sonnet's soulful seduction. So we assert that the symphonic sickness is psychosomatic in source, yes?
Oh, yes.
What? You agree? You admit for once this is all in your head?
No. Sorry, I thought psychosomatic was Latin for inflamed.
Well, it's not. This is nonsense again, isn't it? I suppose I can't examine your, gusset.
Of course you can. Here, have a butcher's.
What?
What sort of a person goes to a doctor and won't be examined? Shall I say ah?
That's your throat. Do you mean gullet?
Well, what did I say?
You said gusset.
Did I? How embarrassing! Oh, I meant my throat, of course. That's why my voice is so raspy. It's from singing along to the songs, like I said.
Oh, well, it all becomes clear. See, we can sort that out in a jiffy. Now, here's a prescription for the throat, and no more listening to madness.
But whatever will I do, Doctor? Music is my life.
Well, perhaps your throat would improve if you had better taste. Try listening to this.
All right, well, let's wrap up your apocalypse. The new world that you've created has flourished and become populated. And in tribute, you can have an anthem dedicated to you. So what would you pick?
The new anthem for the new start is actually We Built This City with Starship.
I've chosen Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
War of the Worlds, Eve of the War.
The anthem I have chosen is Spirit of Man from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds.
So, this is actually a recent discovery for me in terms of music. I was introduced to it relatively recently. And it's the Orbitals version of the Doctor Who theme tune.
Oh, excellent choice.
Which is not only an awesome visual display if you look at it on YouTube, but is just a pretty great uplifting song, but has what would be then historical references if you found yourself in a new kind of post-apocalyptic paradise, and just pretty all-round banging tune, really.
When you're looking for electrical goods, you don't want a cooker that burns a hole in your pocket or a dryer that puts your finances in a spin. You want top brands that cost less. With Indesit, that's exactly what you get from our factory-graded centre. Fridges, freezers, cookers, dishwashers, washing machines from Hotpoint, Indesit, Canon and Creda. All for a lot less than you'd expect. And every item comes with 1 year's manufacturer's warranty.
Indesit Factory Graded Centre, Station Road, Yates, Bristol.
Payment by credit or debit card only.
Jeffrey Lebowski?
I'm the dude.
Jeffrey Lebowski?
So that's what you call me?
Jeffrey Lebowski?
I'm the dude.
We've been frantically trying to reach you, dude.
Dude here.
This is our concern, dude.
I'm the dude.
Where's my goddamn money?
They're amateurs.
Don't say people. I'm doing business here.
That has not occurred to us, dude. They're amateurs.
What the hell is this?
I got defended. Why should we settle for 20 grand when we can keep the entire million? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Are you employed, Mr.
Lebowski? I'm the dude. So that's what you call me.
They did not receive the money. Her life was in your hands.
This is our concern, dude.
A young trophy wife in the parlance of our times.
But it is a game.
You said so yourself.
She kidnapped herself.
They're amateurs.